Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. I am Cherry. I am super excited to be doing some podcast episodes from this point forward. Every Tuesday we're going to be recording a little podcast here, you know, talking to each other and everything. I think it'll be so fun. So with that being said, welcome to Burpo Confirmation. This is the podcast it's a weird name, I know, but every single time I say something, I do a reading or something like that, I always burp and I'm like, burp a confirmation. And so a lot of people that I have been reading and doing my reads on and stuff like that, giving advice with, they have been telling me that I should do a podcast and kind of just talk about like healing and stuff like that. So I think this would be a really good step to like helping other people, especially because I have a lot of insight. I haven't been through a lot, but I have experienced a lot. From this point forward, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be helping each other heal, taking care of each other. It's going to be beautiful. So for this episode today, we are going to be talking about how we think other people, so how we think our significant other, our man, our girl, whoever it is, our person, is to blame for our mishaps and needing to heal and everything. Yesterday I was thinking about doing a different topic because something else had happened, but today I really want to focus on this because it's very important that people know this. I think that we should not blame our significant other or blame our person, our ex or whatever, for the things that have happened, and like saying that we wasted time. We didn't waste time. I don't believe that we wasted time. And I think that we really need to like get that out of our heads. For whatever reason, we think that we wasted time on these people, and you know, we just that's perfectly good time that we could have spent on somebody else or, you know, whatever. But I kind of want to kind of like dig a little deeper into that, because after some time of dealing with that same thought process dealing with that same thought process and then like getting my head out of that and understanding things, I'm like, no, that's not it. That is definitely not it. So when I think on this situation, I do feel like that's part of the grieving process to like, oh, well, you know, I feel like, excuse me, burp of confirmation. I feel like that person ruined my life, you know? Excuse me. I keep burping. I'm sorry. I'm a burper. Yeah, like that person ruined my life. How dare they? How dare they, like, they make me waste time? How dare they not want to love me? How dare they not want to take care of me? And I feel like we really need to stop putting the responsibility on them. And I'm only really coming to you saying like things like this because like I have been in that place, right? And I know a lot of people are going to be like, who are you? Who are you to even say that? Hear me out. I used to be the same person, very toxic, very, you know, very annoying and clingy. And I'm still a little bit like that, but I'm learning, you know, I'm paving my way through. And what I learned in that situation with my person is that blaming him doesn't get me anywhere. I'm just going around in circles. It just makes me feel good about like not, you know, being the problem. But like in reality, I am the problem. You know, I am the person that I need to, you know, be responsible for. I'm not responsible for him because I'm not my mom. I'm not his mom. I'm not his parent. You know, I'm not babying him or whatever. So it's not fair to actually give him that blame, you know, when it's my own responsibility for even being there and like not leaving. And I feel like we really need to like we need to rethink our thought process, because what is going on there, you know? Like, instead of like just sitting down and like, okay, I want to blame him because he, you know, hurt me and he should have loved me, he should have taken care of me, but also at the same time, like, why did you just sit there and allow it to happen? You know, why did you just sit there and just let this person treat you badly? You know what I mean? Because that is exactly what I've been through over and over and over again. And it's like, it's very uncomfortable to think about, because like, it's very embarrassing, you know, because why do we go through those things? Why do we allow ourselves to go through those things, you know? But in my defense, no, not in my defense, because that's just like making it like an excuse, like me not taking accountability. But I do want to take accountability here. Said person definitely was someone who was toxic, and he did have a lot that he needed to heal. And I thought that I could just throw it at him, you know, like, hey, you need to heal, bro, and like come back and we can be good together. Like, it's fine. That's not how it works, though. I later, after months of thinking about this stuff, later found out that it was me who needed to do a lot of healing and stop blaming him for everything. We were both very toxic, very annoying, very like, just, it was just too much sometimes. And I realized that the majority of what I thought was too much was based off of my actions and his reaction. And I blamed him for his reaction. And that was just not, that's not cool. You know, that's not cool. So I think that from this point forward, I don't want to be that same person anymore. I want to change. And we actually had a conversation a couple days ago where we were actually talking about how we changed and we're healing and everything. And I'm so proud of him for that, because he's a different person. And even though I'm not like attracted to him the way that I was before, it's still really like, it's attractive to see somebody want to change and want to do better, right? So even though I'm not attracted to him the same way, like him talking about how he's changed and how he wants to do better and how he wants to heal and everything, that really just made me happy. And like, man, you're like such a good guy. And like, oh my goodness, you know, like it's good, because like the attraction before that communication even happened went away. And I was like, I don't want him. I don't want to be with him, you know? And then like him coming back and like wanting to talk and everything, that's when the attraction, like it didn't come back because it's a different person, but like it was there. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to focus on this person. I'm going to focus on me, because he pushed me to want to do better. He wasn't the reason that my life fell apart. It was my own fault. I was the one to be blamed for that. I need to take responsibility for that shit, right? I don't want to blame other people for the responsibilities that I need for myself. I need to be responsible, right? So moving forward, I think that it's good to clear out my brain. It's good to like blame myself for things and want to do better, you know? It's most definitely not his fault that I couldn't get my shit together and be responsible and be like just a better person in general, you know? That was on me. I don't want to go around blaming him and all that stuff. Like, it's definitely on me. I need to be better with that. So yeah, I feel like we blame these people and we tell them like, oh well, you know, that was like years wasted. Like, why do we think that it's years wasted though? Because like, I spent 10 years of mine, 10 years dealing with this on and off, on and off, on and off kind of thing. And like, I still don't think of it as 10 years wasted. I remember though, a couple months ago that I was thinking that. I was like, oh my God, I just wasted 10 years. Like, oh my God. No, I didn't. I ended up realizing like, no, I didn't waste 10 years. I needed to experience those 10 years so that I can actually do better for myself, because I was toxic. Lord, I was so toxic. And he can probably come on here and just be like, yeah, she was toxic, because I really was. Very obsessive, very annoying, very like, you gotta love me, it's like it's your job to love me, you know? Because like when I was younger, I do have trauma, you know, I have childhood trauma, and like that's not okay. But I kind of like put that onto men moving forward and everything, and it's just I feel so bad, because like it shouldn't be like that. But I really was toxic. I was very toxic, and I needed to be humbled and I needed to change. And the only thing that he really did was kind of like force me to do that. A lot of things had happened that, you know, I was needing to actually like do better in, you know, like, so like, yes, he was someone that, yes, he was someone that I had a connection with, but it was also like, he was in my life for a reason. So it's not 10 years gone down the drain at all. It's definitely somebody that will be a big remembrance for me. And I'm so happy for that. Wow, I can't even talk. Oh, sorry, I gotta take a little drink there. Yeah, but I'm so sure that I learned so many good lessons in that time and moving forward for him to be like forcing me to change and heal and everything. And I hope that I could be a better influence on the next person and the next person and the next person, you know, and then like my kids and everything. I can be a better influencer on that. Influencer too, why not? Yeah, because like I had a conversation with a bunch of my girls earlier, and they were like, oh, I wasted 4 years on these people, I wasted 4 years on this guy, and you know, like I know that I can do this and this, and I wasted 4 years and I figured that out, and I know that I can do that and I can make my money and everything. And like I kind of had to put this girl in check, because I was like, yo, wait, hold up, wait a minute. You're not wasting 4 years of your life. What you're doing is you're actually, ow, that hurt. What you're doing is actually, you know, changing yourself, focusing on yourself. He forced you to change because you were toxic before that. He forced you to change. He forced you to like do the work and everything. It's up to you to decide whether or not you want to stay in that connection or you want to move forward. And you, you decided that you wanted to, you know, you wanted to move forward because, well, you didn't decide to, but like basically he made you, right? He made you move forward. He forced you to heal because you wouldn't do it on your own, you know? And I tell everybody this, but like the universe likes to do this thing where if you don't change, if you don't heal, if you don't do the work on your own, it's gonna force you to do it. So like sometimes things can be like all nice and fine and dandy and everything, and you think you have the best relationship ever, but you're still very toxic and insecure, and you're like watching his location and everything, and then it's like, oh, you think that everything is okay? Well, guess what? We're gonna make sure that it's not. So you have to heal, you know? And I think the universe is just crazy in that way, but also like, go girl, get it, you know? You gotta do what you gotta do, right? And it's very humbling of the universe to do that to us, but also like, it does help us heal. It does help us change. Excuse me. It does help us heal and help us change and help us want to do better. And I feel very, very grateful that I even get to learn these lessons and continue moving forward. Because as much as it does hurt, and let me tell you, it hurts. It's something that I would go through over and over again so I can learn different things. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like, universe, give it to me again. Like, please don't. But if I gotta learn something else, please give it to me. You know, if there's something else that I gotta learn, please give it to me. A lot of people, they say, oh, I didn't deserve that. Maybe you didn't, but you needed to learn the lesson. You know, you didn't want to like force yourself to like change or anything like that. So maybe you did deserve it, you know? It's just something that like I think about on a regular basis, because like we're so very much like egotistical about it, and like, oh no, we can, you know, we can be happy without them. Like I can, you know, go to school and graduate and I can be better without him. And what I came to realize is that like, yes, I probably was very good without him. I'm sorry, I just like blew into the friggin' I think that I was pretty much really, really good without him, but at the same time, like, he forced me to be really good. He forced me to, like, take care of myself and be better. And as much as I do want to be there for him when he's failing and falling apart and everything, it's like, I'm not his mom. Like, I can't take care of him. I'm not, like, there for him 24/7, you know? And that really sucks, but at the same time, like, bro, get it together, you know? Like, you can do so much and take care of yourself, and I don't need to be the person to take care of you. It's just the fact that I have changed and done the work and still changing and doing the work, and you need to do the same thing, you know? Just something to think about. Some good Coca-Cola there. But yeah, I feel like that's a really good lesson for people to learn a little bit more as time goes on. You can definitely be, you know, rich. You can be rich as time goes on. You can go to all different kinds of schools. You can, you know, become... I became a nail tech afterwards. And I'm so used to, like, idolizing and romanticizing pain and stuff because, like, you can get out of it. But I really need to stop doing that because, like, pain is just temporary. And it's, like, what comes out of it is what I should be proud of, what I should be like idolizing. I did go to school for like to become a nail tech. So now I do nails, but I'm very proud of myself because I never really finished anything, and that was the first thing that I finished, and I was like, yes, I got this. So now I'm doing nails, but my main thing is doing tarot, and like being spiritual and like giving advice and everything. And a lot of people have told me that I am very, well, first of all, talkative. I'm very talkative. I know how to use my words and everything. And there's sometimes where I'm just like super tired and I'm like, what was that word? Yeah, that's been a lot lately. So like I'm trying to like get everything situated. By the way, it was just 1:11 and my phone has 666 on it. So yeah, if you're listening to this, listen to your intuition about everything that you're going through. You know what's right for you. You know what you need to do. Your femininity, your nurturing side, it's what's keeping you moving. You taking care of yourself basically is what I'm trying to say. You taking care of yourself is what's helping you. Yeah, so I think that's a good segue into healing our feminine side and taking care of ourselves. Because why don't we? Why don't we? And I also want to like it's kind of like a little what is it called? The little webs? The little I don't remember what they're called, but the little webs that it stems from, talking about how we have to put the blame on ourselves. This is also part of our nurturing side, right? Like taking care of ourselves and everything. This person who we claim has to love us and provide for us and everything, instead of doing it ourselves, we really need to stop putting the blame on them and actually look at ourselves and like take responsibility for that. But also like everything that we want from them, we should want from ourselves, right? One of the things that someone has taught me that, you know, tends to work a lot, is to kind of like practice seeing yourself in like in your head, practice having yourself in a like standing in a white room with like no one in it, and like basically with the person that we want ourselves to be, you know, like, so like your highest self. If you think that your highest self is a, I don't know, a model, and she has all this money and she has like the prettiest dresses and everything, just sitting in a white room, standing in a white room, and like looking in a mirror, but like seeing yourself as your highest self. Because when I see myself as my highest self, I'm kind of like, whoa, that's crazy. She's cool. I like her. And she always like says something to me and I'm like, oh, cool. You know, like, that's great. I'm going to do exactly what you told me. And I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to win and I'm going to thrive. So far that has been working. It has been working. It's one of the best, things that you could do for yourself in the morning, at night, you know, right before you go to sleep, something like that. I think it's really good to have some time to like think about ourselves and think about what we want, because we're so focused on like what all these other people want, what like our moms want, what this man wants, you know, like we're so focused on that, and we really need to stop doing that. We really need to stop asking these people to like take care of us and all that stuff, and we can clearly take care of ourselves. Why are we giving love to these people when they really don't even care about us, you know? Why are we like trying to figure out where they are, how they're doing, you know, like what their fever is doing to them or whatever, right? Like, why are we doing that? Why can't we do that for ourselves? Because we're literally sitting on the couch kind of just like, oh, I'm dying, you know, oh, I have a fever, but like, oh, I'm not gonna take care of myself, you know, like I'm not gonna like check on myself to make sure that I'm okay. I'm just gonna sit here and I'm gonna die with a fever. Like, what? Like, how does that make any sense? Like, I think that we need to just learn to nurture and take care of ourselves instead of finding other people to do that for us. I feel so strongly about this because I have been one of the people who has given so much to everybody else and gotten nothing in return. And I just don't want to do that anymore, you know? Like, it's okay to be selfish every now and then. It's okay to not want to give out love left and right. It's okay to do that. It's okay to have love for ourselves and only ourselves. It's okay to want to do better for us. Because, you know, down the line, we're doing better for somebody else. We're doing better for, you know, our kids. And you know, our generation nowadays, or these generations nowadays, they're kind of like very like hardcore, you know, And a lot of them, either they get very offended easily. And I'm not like saying that because like, oh, I want you to feel bad. I'm like, no, like I get offended easily too, but we get offended easily. Or, you know, they like to like speak up about something, and, you know, they don't like hearing the truth about themselves when they speak up, you know, or something like that, you know. But we really need to start focusing on how we do these things, not just for ourselves, but for our future too, you know, like, you know, taking care of ourselves, speaking up for ourselves, but because it's for our kids, you know, it's for, you know, our future to see, our future us to see. Or it's because when we were younger, our inner children, our inner child, it sounds weird saying inner children, our inner child told us that we needed that same voice to speak for us, you know. It shouldn't be, oh, just because, you know, I can say it, you know. Like, I know a lot of people, they do it just because they can do it, just because they can say it. But like, we need to start speaking up for ourselves, our inner child, and our children in the future, because they're very important, you know what I mean? Like, that self-love, like, we don't need to be talking about how like Cody over here needs to be loved because his mama didn't love him. Like, we don't, Cody needs to take care of Cody. That's what he needs to do. Cody needs to take care of Cody. And I'm sorry to any Cody out there, but you probably need to take care of yourself, boo. There's a lot that we need to focus on by ourselves. We need to focus on us. Cherry gotta focus on Cherry, you know. Amanda gotta focus on Amanda, whatever it is. Y'all gotta focus on yourselves, right? Because every single time that we're focusing on helping somebody else, like, it's different if it's like, oh, helping the community, right? It's different if it's like helping like someone find their kid or something like that, right? That's completely different. But what I'm saying is that, like, if you're getting into fights because, you know, this person is trying to take your man, like, why are we getting into fights? Why are we, you know, I get it, that's yours, you know, or maybe you want it to be yours, whatever it is, right? I get it. But there's no reason to be fighting somebody else for a man. There's no reason to be fighting somebody else for a girl. Listen, as one of the girls, excuse me, we are not worth it. We are not worth it. Okay. We need to like start focusing on ourselves for sure. Because fighting somebody else for somebody else, what are you going to get out of that? What do you get out of that? Because I don't know. All I got out of it was that, like, this person doesn't, you know, this person isn't worth it. Sorry. But, like, this person is not worth it. And it made me feel even more like crap because I didn't focus on myself. I didn't love myself. And I feel like it is true what they say. That, like, you can't love somebody if you can't even love yourself. You can be in a relationship with somebody and like not be, you know, lovey-dovey and right for them. I feel like at the end of the day, we all need to focus on ourselves and take care of ourselves and stop fighting each other. Share the love. I've never really been that type of person that's like, oh, love, you know, like, we just need to love each other, spread love, you know. I've never been that type of person. But after everything that I have been through, after seeing so many people try to like hurt me, fight me, do nasty things to me, like, for whatever reason, good for you for wanting that. Good for you for wanting to fight me. Like, I don't know what you need to hear, but like, none of it worked. You can have the man, you can have the friends, you can have the money, you know, you can have all of it. Maybe not the money. Let me keep it. I got bills. But like, you can have whatever it is that you want. You don't have to fight me for it. Just, you know where your priorities lie. Because if you're doing it because you want a guy to love you, if you're doing it because you want all these people to love you, listen, that's another thing that I want to talk about, is like getting other people to love you just because. All of this is just stuff that I have experienced, you know? All of it is stuff that I have experienced, and I don't really want other people to continue going down that road of like, oh, well, I just need people to love me. I just need people, because that's literally what I thought. I used to count how many friends I had in high school. It was so sad. Like, we don't need to be that person anymore, you know? We don't need to be figuring out who needs to love us and how many people love us, you know? It's not about that. It's about how we perceive ourselves and how we are going to keep our peace to ourselves, you know what I mean? I'm just, you know, like, I've been through so much, and like, I'm tired of this. But it's basically, it's just time to like stop blaming other people and start taking responsibility and stop fighting with other people and actually being like normal healthy human beings, because this is just, this is too much. Let me tell you, this is too much. Well, I would like to say thank you to everybody for tuning in for today. I'm going to leave it at that. And hopefully we can help each other heal with that. But I am hoping to come back on next week and see what other, you know, topics we can talk about on a regular basis. I'm talking about different things. Just today, I felt like that was very important. A lot of the time, I do feel like I am going to be talking about self-love because it's very important. And a lot of my people, because I know you guys are listening. I know you're listening. Y'all are going to need some self-love and some tips and everything. And, you know, as somebody who's going through the same journey and going through like different things all the time, I just want all of y'all to be happy and healthy. Like, I don't care if you're trying to come after me. I don't care if you, you know, you want what I have, you want my booty or whatever. Like, I don't care if you want my mans. Like, I just want you to be happy and healthy within yourself. If you feel like you have to take my man in order to get that, you know what? I don't want you to, but if you feel like you have to like fight for that, you will soon understand why it's not even worth it. So it's not even a problem to me. You know, try to fight me for my mans. You're not going to get it, but you'll figure it out. You'll understand it. You know what I mean? But yeah, I just want to leave it at that for today. I hope that next week we can, you know, hang out again and talk to each other again. I appreciate you guys for listening and, you know, tuning in and like burping with me, burping with me, guys. I am drinking Coca-Cola, so it is helping me, burp a little. It is helping me burp a little. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in and hearing me out and listening to me ramble. I appreciate it more than you guys know. I hope that your day is amazing and beautiful and blessed. And I hope that you guys meditate. Don't forget to meditate. Put on some, you know, frequency music. Put on some like good juju music, you know. Take care of yourselves. Drink water. Eat some healthy food, or just eat food, period. You know, like if you can't eat healthy food, it's okay. It's okay. We'll all get there together. But take care of yourselves. Make sure that you, you know, wash off that negative energy, you know, wash it off. And yeah, I will see you guys next week for another episode of the Burps of Burp. Well, I guess we could call it Burps of Confirmation, but it just sounds weird. Burp of Confirmation. Well, I'll see you guys next week for another episode of Burp of Confirmation. Bye, guys. I'll see you later.